Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And as Americans are getting back out on the road and taken to the air as the people are feeling comfortable after following 2 years of kind of pandemic living, RVing, which has been really growing over the last few years. It's continuing to grow. And we're joined by Joel Holland, CEO of Harvest Hosts, a membership platform for RVers. He's a travel expert. He's been in the business for a while, and they offer unique overnight stays for RVers. And they've released recently some survey data and just some information on getting the most out of your RVing trip. And Joel, thanks for joining me, and lots of new people to RVing, it looks like.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for having me. I think the headline number is that 72 million Americans are going to RV this year, which is a pretty astronomically high number. And that's up from like 68 million last year and 52 million the year before that. So it's, yeah, it's more mainstream than I think a lot of people would guess. But it's like you said, it's a way to get out there safely and see our country in a really fun and enjoyable manner.
Yeah, definitely see things in the country that you don't see when you're flying over them. And you get a unique perspective, and it's comfortable traveling as well for couples, for families. And you guys make it even more fun. So people, you know, it's more than just staying in parking lots or you know, in places that, you know, you can just hook up your RV. You have some really unique, and I like to call them experiences, that you guys offer that even you know, traditional RVers are taking to.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. Experiences is the word. We have over 3,000 wineries, breweries, distilleries, golf courses, and other really unique places that you can actually spend the night in your RV. And so it's come away every time with a really, really fun experience. And I know you're a big sports guy. You know, we have over 400 golf courses. And I've just left Georgia. I was there for the Masters last week in our RV.
Yep.
There are 77 golf courses in Georgia. And it's a really, you know, golf is fun as it is, but when you can park your RV on the course, play around, have a few cocktails, go to the 19th hole, and then you don't have to drive anywhere, it kind of takes the experience to a whole other level.
Yeah, and I tell people, Joel, you haven't lived until you've taken an RV to a place like Talladega for a NASCAR race. It's people watching at its best, like you've never seen before.
Totally, and we've done that. We've taken it to Talladega, we've taken it to Daytona 500, Bristol. This is the first year we went to the Masters, and boy, anybody who has an RV, I recommend, you know, there is an RV park in Augusta. Takes a couple years to get into it, but what a cool experience. And our next door neighbor is John Daly, who made the experience even more fun.
Oh, that's that's even better than Talladega. That's like a mini Talladega right next to you there at the at the Masters. We're here with Joel Holland, CEO of Harvest Hosts. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And you're helping indirectly, Joel, maybe directly, you're helping promote RVing because of what you guys are doing. And your members even report they take more trips because they're a member of Harvest Hosts. It's you're really promoting RVing like never before.
That's right. Yep. I think we're trying to make the lifestyle truly enjoyable. And, you know, if you don't have a nice place to stay, it's just not fun. You know, and a lot of people before our program would spend the night in Walmart parking lots and Cracker Barrel parking lots if they couldn't find a campground. And I like to say, you know, you should never sleep in a parking lot again. We have thousands of locations. They're everywhere, and they're all really great. So, you know, choose a winery over a Walmart every time.
Yeah, and the great thing about RVing is you're actually exploring the country while you're maybe getting to a destination, something you really can't do when you're flying or on a train, a bus, even in a car. The whole purpose of the trip is getting to the destination. With RVing, that's really more than half the fun is the moving, the experience moving, and then where you spend the night. Yes.
Right? Like when I do plenty of air travel, but there's a fixed date where I have to be to that plane, I know exactly when I have to be back, and I know exactly where I'm going. With RVing, 2 days before we left the Masters, I had no idea where we were going. Well, now we're in Asheville, North Carolina. We're going to the Biltmore today. Check that out. Tomorrow we're going to go to Charlotte. Going to go visit a winery. So you get to just make it up as you go along. To me, that's freedom, and that's what makes traveling really, really fun.
Yeah, if you're in Asheville, I recommend the Art Museum. And just outside of town a couple miles, there's a little hot dog, little drive-in place that's excellent. We're with Joel Harvest Host, harvesthost.com. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And, there's always reports about how busy air travel is getting back, Joel, but you don't see a lot of stats on road travel. But really, it's going to be up this summer as well. So plan ahead, be cautious on the roads. I'm sure that's where the advice starts for you guys.
It is. And I think it extends to, gas is expensive. And everyone asks about that. Is that going to prohibit people from traveling? Our survey results, which you alluded to, show that people are still going to travel by road. It's not going to change that. They may stay closer to home, and that's fine. Right? There's a lot of really cool things to see in your backyard, no matter where you live. And so I think we'll see more backyard travel. But I always say, $5 a gallon is still a lot less than $500 for a plane ticket. So it all checks out.
It adds up, but you got to weigh the options and look at your budget, of course. And wrapping up here with Joel Holland from the CEO of Harvest Host. And you mentioned me in sports, Joel. I'm always looking at it from that perspective. I've talked with lots of people that you have gone on a golf trips in an RV, NASCAR races, the Indy 500. Those are events that really cater to RVers in many ways. They encourage it and make it easy, and sports fans really eat that up.
Totally. I mean, how else can you set up a tailgate for a week-long NASCAR event, right? Put the cornhole boards out, a cooler beer, and you don't have to go anywhere. I mean, it's the best way to see a lot of sports, in my opinion.
Sometimes in the infield, the best seat is on top of the RV. You prop up your little folding chair up there, and use sunscreen, and you got to still be careful up there. I wouldn't recommend kids going up there, but that's a great perspective, a 360 degree perspective of an auto race. Best seat in the house. Joel, if people want to find out more about joining, or I guess people can put their property, list their properties on there, how do they go about that?
Yes, right. So if you have an RV and you want to join Harvest Host, it's very inexpensive, about $100 per year. That gives you unlimited access to stay for free at all these host locations. And just go to harvesthost.com and you can join. If you're a host location, if you're a small business or a golf course or a winery, you want more traffic and more customers, it's totally free to join. You can get all that information on our website as well. Just click on the Become a Host link at the top of the page. Our members this year will spend over $40 million directly with the hosts in our program, and we don't take any of that. So all that money goes straight back to the businesses. So it's very good for the small businesses we work with, and we would love to have more of them.
Maybe your favorite destination to park the RV, Joel, as we wrap up, and maybe an underrated location.
Man, I have a lot of favorites. Probably my favorite is Heartland Farm in Waukini, Kansas.
Okay.
And it's a farm run by nuns, and it's just really, truly pleasant. One of them gives massages, so that's one to check out. And then places to check out, I love going to wineries. I love Virginia this time of year, so that's where we're headed back towards Virginia to go visit some wineries and see the rolling Blue Ridge Mountains.
I love Montana, Joel, and there's too many places just in the state of Montana to list, so I'll leave it at that.
I love it.
Thanks, Joel. We'll check in with you soon. I really like this. It's going to be a busy spring, summer, and fall for you guys. And let's just hope everyone's safe and stays safe and has a great time. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.